Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is the 20th day of April 2021. For you stoners out there, it's 420, so I assume there are a group of you somewhere, somehow, some way, getting high while I talk to you on the great USA Radio Network, whether you're listening on stations in Long Island or Connecticut or New York or Oklahoma or Nevada or even California. I'm sure there are a few more than just a few of you partaking in the wonders of marijuana. So anyway, that is not what I wanted to talk about. By the way, my name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get this unique opportunity to hang out with all of you on the great USA Radio Network stations, and I get that chance courtesy of the one and only Wayne Allen Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. So set your watch 60 minutes from right now. The booming voice of Wayne will come across your speakers. My guess is that Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, who is the best damn producer in the business, may not even be listening to me right now because there's a chance he's probably playing Major League Baseball 2021, which is a video game. But who can really blame him, because I'm sure playing MLB 2021 is a lot more fun than listening to me yell and scream for an entire hour. And I will be yelling and screaming for a good chunk of this hour. Let me start out with some audio that I'm sure you've all heard. You got to listen closely. It is a little tough to hear, but it's the magnificent, brilliant Maxine Waters, who, by the way, I'm convinced now that the person who was asking her these questions on the streets in Minneapolis, it was a setup. Not a setup for her, but a setup against her. And I think they made her look like the chump that she actually is. So let me play some of this audio for you. And again, it's a little bit difficult to hear because there's a lot of background noise. But I wanted to get it out there anyway.
I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congresswoman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
Well, we got to stay on the street. And we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Okay, so they know that we mean business. Now, there are talking heads across the country who are yelling and screaming about this right now. I have a different take. I have a different take on this. I actually have a different take on Fredo Cuomo as well. My take is this. This is the United States of America. She is a sitting congresswoman. She has every right to say what she wants to say, no matter how stupid and incendiary it is. To a certain point, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Now, did she go beyond yelling fire in a crowded movie theater? I don't think she did. But here's the rub. Donald Trump was impeached or attempted to be impeached for less. He said less on January 6th than Maxine Waters said in that 60-second clip I just played you. Was it incendiary? Absolutely. Did it cause a riot? Well, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it will. We'll see. But we've got to be very careful how we limit what people can say. are there certain levels of scrutiny for people who hold political office? Yeah, I think they're held to a higher standard than some clown who's on a soapbox on the side of the road. No question about that. And do I think what she said was moronic and idiotic and stupid and didn't make a lot of sense? Same goes for Cuomo. Yes. I think all those things. It was dumb. She's dumb. She's not that bright. Sorry. Just laying it out there. She's not splitting any atoms anytime soon. And will it end up getting people hurt? Well, that remains to be seen. And that's something that we'll have to factor into whatever ends up happening down the road as a result of the Chauvin trial. And that will be laid at the feet of Maxine Waters if there is violence in the streets, and people will question as to whether or not she was the cause of it or partly the cause of it. So she'll have to answer to that. But I don't want this country to get into the habit of censoring what we say, right? We went down this road with Trump. We had this conversation where we picked apart all of these different speeches that use the word fight or go get them or whatever. I don't want to be in that place as a nation. That's moronic. So if you want to cause the Democrat Party pain over this, you can. It's justifiable. What she said was outlandish, and certainly I'll use the word again, incendiary. But you reap what you sow. You've got to answer to what you say. And because I disagree with what you say doesn't mean that you should not be allowed to say it. She should be allowed to say it. And that should be part of this conversation. Even though, again, we don't agree, and she, in good conscience, should not be on the streets in Minneapolis telling folks to their face that you must be confrontational if you don't get the verdict that you desire. That's not going to end well for anybody. But we shouldn't be pushing for her not to be allowed to say it. There's a big difference. And that goes for Andrew Cuomo, who decided that he thought it was the right thing to do. By the way, Cuomo is nothing but a shock jock, right? He just wants attention. So him saying that gun laws aren't going to change until white kids die, that's just his way of saying, look at me, I've got something to say and nobody's paying any attention, so look at me over here, I'll say something crazy so everyone actually gives me a couple of minutes of their time and listens to me. To tie it together, you've got to remember that if a Republican or a conservative were to say any of these things, the media would be on a non-stop crusade to destroy them. It would be constant. It would be 24/7, 7 days a week. Can you imagine if I went on the radio tonight and my opening monologue included, let's say, me saying something to the effect that I think we need more violence in the streets. I think that we need to actually spill some blood. In fact, if I were to say or quote the great Thomas Jefferson, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, I'll be labeled as a white supremacist or maybe even a violent anarchist. I'll be thrown to the wolves by the progressive media. Right? As a violent, crazy person. And they will go as far as they could possibly go to try to shut me down for that. So it's crystal clear, and we've known it's been crystal clear forever, that there is a clear media bias, right? And depending upon what side of the aisle you're on will depend upon whether you get support from the media or you're shunned by the media. It's really that simple. All right, before I run out of time, I want to share one other thing with you. Wayne actually talked about this last night. I get a lot of play from it this morning. There is a Stanford study out there that claims that wearing your face mask is ineffective to block the transmission of COVID-19. This, if it's proven out to be accurate and true, Gateway Pundit has it up now as well. If it's accurate, it's on the money. We have all been wasting our time for the better part of a year wearing one mask, two masks, three masks, four, right? If it's, in fact, accurate. Stanford University, they did a study, demonstrates beyond a reasonable doubt that face masks have absolutely zero chance of preventing the spread of COVID-19. How many people have you run into that actually have gotten COVID? And they say, well, I've had my mask on the whole time, I didn't run across anybody, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, well, how did that happen? Well, maybe this is how it happened.
Maybe this is an accurate study from Stanford. Maybe wearing a mask is a gigantic waste of time. I find that a little hard to swallow, right? Because it seems like something preventing your spit or spittle or sneeze to get to me would be a way to prevent COVID-19, right? I don't want to bury my head completely in the sand. I hate wearing a mask, and I'll welcome the day when no one requires me to wear it in their store or whatever. But I find that this one seems a little bit out there, and I'm going to wait for judgment, right? I'm going to wait and kind of see what the next shoe to fall is with this one. Because it just is common sense that if you have something covering your face, it would prevent somewhat the transmission of COVID-19. Again, I'm not a physician, nor do I play one at home or on the radio. So we will put this one in the bank and kind of go back to it from time to time and see what actually comes of it and go from there. But it is an interesting story and an interesting study, and one that has really gotten people ramped up. Not only the anti-vaxxers, but also the folks that are the anti-maskers are fired up about this. I must have gotten 100 shared emails of this article to my inbox today. And that's great. I mean, I welcome everybody helping me out as far as the research goes, because you can only find out so much. But it's just amazing how many people are energized and polarized about this, because people are sick of wearing masks. It's really that simple. At least that's what I think. Anyway, I got to go. Look at the clock on the wall. We got to go. The first break is said and done. We'll come back. We've got Stephen Bucci at the bottom of the hour. We've also got, in just a couple of minutes, I want to share a story with you guys about a charity that we're doing in my home state of Connecticut for a group of veterans. And we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
a... You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Ward sent you. Or go to AssetStrategies.com.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, and I never, ever, ever do this on this platform. We have gotten involved with this amazing charity here in Connecticut, and I bring it up because we're holding an online auction for these guys. And it's a veterans group, and all of the money is going to help veterans. So let me start by saying, if you go on to my website, leelci.com, that's L-E-E-E-L-C-I.com, you can see these amazing auction items that are up, and you can bid on them, and some of the items include this amazing trip to a New York Giant game with limo included from the tri-state area. And it's 50-yard line tickets. They're the best tickets in the entire place. Also donated Red Sox tickets and Patriot tickets. So the people who have donated these items have been very generous, not only with their time, but their resources, and I cannot thank them enough. But joining me right now is the Commander-in-Chief over at VetCT.org, and that's our pal Craig. Give everybody a quick, Craig, if you can, once over of exactly what it is that you guys do at VetCT.org.
Hey, Lee, thank you for having me on. We have an amazing group of people that are helping veterans by having them engage with different equine activities. So using the horses to, it's kind of a focal point for, learning, also for bringing, the veterans together in a, very safe, quiet atmosphere. As you found out last week, came out here.
Right.
It does some amazing work, kind of helping to transform their lives as far as, offering stability, quietness, also physically, it, helps them out too, as far as, getting the exercise and, the stretching, working around the horses. It's amazing, what we've, seen, with these veterans that have come, come to, participate out here.
So just so people listening realize what it is that I got a chance to see, when I went out there last weekend, we groomed the horses, we walked around, we just got a feel for what it is that you do, and unsolicited, this ex-military guy, and I won't give too much away because I don't want his story to be out there if he doesn't want it to be out there, but he came up to me, and he said, your group, Craig, your group, Vets CT.org, Veterans Equine Therapeutic Services, saved his life. He's tried to kill himself multiple times, and you guys have grounded him and helped him. So you've got a patriot, an American hero, a military patriot, a military veteran who was saved by your program. So that knocked me right over when I heard that story.
We're very humbled by all the outpouring of support. It's been, a tough year the last year with COVID, and all of our traditional fundraising opportunities have had to go on the back burner.
Right. Well, Craig, listen, I'm looking at the clock on the wall, and I got to go, but I just wanted to remind everybody online, LeeElsie.com. You can help out veterans who have already given a lot to this country. And again, Thor and you, Craig, are doing amazing things. So I cannot thank you enough for being not only a part of my show, but being pillars in this community and helping out veterans who are desperately in need of that help.
Take care. Thank you, Lee.
All right, Craig, thank you very much. Great work that you're doing. VetCT.org. That's VetCT.org. And this online auction is running through Friday. That's this Friday. So if you like any of these items, please go on there and bid for them. All right, I'm looking at the clock. I have to take a break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
Judge Peter Cahill reading the verdict against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. As far as the other two counts, Cahill continues.
Same caption, verdict count two. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count two, third-degree murder perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. Same caption, verdict count three. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count three, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty.
Chauvin taken into custody immediately after the verdicts were read. The sentencing will take place at a later date and is up to the judge. Chauvin could be facing up to 12 and a half years in prison for all three sentences based on Minnesota's sentencing guidelines. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and we try to bring on this next gentleman at least once a week. He is one of our go-to guys over at the Heritage Foundation, and that is the one and only Stephen Bucci. So, Stephen, I want to start out by playing you just 15 or 20 seconds of audio from Representative Maxine Waters.
I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is saying guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No,
not manslaughter. And then, of course, she says, let's take it to the streets, confrontation. Everything she said was way worse than what Donald Trump said.
What Donald Trump said... You know, was it meant to incite violence? Some people seem to have taken that as kind of a stretch. He was talking about protesting and letting Congress know that there were, you know, half the country was not happy with the decisions they were making. What Maxine Waters is doing is stepping into the middle of active rioting in multiple cities, but Minnesota in particular, and deliberately stirring things up, saying if you don't get the verdict that you want, you should burn this place down. And that's jury tampering, that's inciting violence, that is conduct clearly unbecoming a congresswoman, particularly a chairman of a committee in Congress. It's just ridiculous. So, you know, in the big scheme of things, you want to say they're the same. They're both people expressing opinions and saying, go do something if you don't like it. But, boy, Maxine Waters got a lot more poison in hers than even the biggest stretch you can get with Congress, which shows you why they didn't vote him out. You know, Nancy Pelosi orchestrated the impeachment, but there was no conviction because there's really nothing there. With President Trump.
So for me, Stephen, Maxine Waters is one of the dumbest people who gets the privilege of occupying a seat in the hallowed halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. But I don't want to chastise her for free speech. She has the right to say what she wants to say, even though it may incite violence. I honestly believe that. Where I sort of come in glued is the idea that the media does not want to fairly portray what she said versus what Trump may have said.
I agree completely. I mean, it's so blatant, and the Dems seem perfectly comfortable doing it. They, right. You know, it doesn't bother them a bit to have this complete double standard. And when you call them on it, they look at you and just kind of smirk, like, yeah, so what? What are you going to do?
Right.
Because they know we generally follow the rules. They don't. And it's just a shame, and particularly for those cities there in Minnesota and other places where it's happening, this is exactly the wrong thing to say in the midst of bad civil disorder like this. And it's going to get people killed. And when it does, that's on Maxine Waters, and she should be prosecuted for it. At least thrown out of the Congress.
So that leads me to Cuomo. And again, I am a staunch believer in your right to express your opinion and your feelings about things. But you need to be held accountable. So if you don't know what Cuomo said, he said precisely this. He said that police and gun reform won't happen until white people's kids start getting killed. Shootings, gun laws, access to weapons. Oh, I know when it'll all change. When your kids, meaning the white kids, start getting killed, is that irresponsible?
Well, it's irresponsible. It's also ignorantly inaccurate, because if you want to look at, you know, police shootings, there's twice as many white people killed by police. I'm not saying justified, unjustified, just the fact of citizens that have been killed by policemen, twice as many as there are black people. So, you know, you're getting all this propaganda that gives people the impression that cops are cruising around hunting down black, young black men in the street and shooting them down. That's just completely false. Okay, look, when there's a shooting, anytime there's a police shooting, there's an investigation, and there should be. They're the good guys. We don't want them just randomly shooting people. It's not Dodge City. But do the investigation, do it properly, use due process, and then come to a conclusion. If there's criminal intent or criminal behavior, punish it. If there's not, then we need to stop all this nonsense, because what they're doing is just incorrect. And it's incendiary. Cuomo's a kind of, I mean, he really is Fredo. I know that he's kicking off, but he really is the weak brother.
Yeah.
You know, his big brother's, a complete, you know what,
yeah.
But, you know, at least he's, you know, doing something. Fredo there just talks about it, and he's got no credibility, no base of experience for what he's talking about. He's just, you know, a loudmouth wannabe. You're exactly right. And it's unfortunate because people get bad info from it.
Yeah.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like, dumb. I'm smart. And I want respect.
So playing that never ceases to amuse me to the fullest. Anyway, there is a rash, on a serious note, there's a rash of shootings now. Mass shootings, if you will, going on across the country. Any correlation with the mass shootings and the new president of the United States of America, Steve?
Well, I think what you're seeing is, all of the rhetoric that started in the summer last year of, anti-cop, tearing cops down, defunding police departments, all those things. Have encouraged people to do crazy stuff. You know, you always have the people with mental health issues that do things, but they've unleashed this by saying, hey, you can't trust cops. You know, just you got to take things into your own hands. That is all on the left. That is not the right that's doing that. The result is what you get. You know, listening to the president and listening to his new ATF leader, we think, oh, well, we just need to change all the gun laws and we'll all fix it. Yeah, it hadn't helped in Chicago. It hasn't helped in Baltimore. It hadn't helped in any of the big cities around. If you could get all the guns, which you can't, particularly from the criminals, they'll just use knives. And we've already seen some of that. You know, the guy in Washington, D.C. used his car and a knife. So this idea that if you just get these ugly black guns, these weapons of war, all of which is total propaganda and hyperbole, if you just got those off the street, everything would be fine. No, it won't be. Because criminals don't follow rules. Criminals aren't going through the already existing background check systems. All you're going to do when you start trying to do those things that President Biden is opining upon is punish legal, legitimate, lawful citizens who are going to try and follow the rules, and you're going to make them criminals. Not really the right thing to do. And, you know, Fredo Cuomo aside, just because somebody owns a firearm doesn't mean they're a criminal. Go after the criminal. Fund the police more than what they're funding. Chase down the criminals. That will lower the death rate, because 80 to 90% of the shootings in America are not done by radical people. They're not done by mentally ill people. They're done by criminals.
All righty, Stephen. I could not agree with you more, but I do have to go. I'm out of time. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, a regular guest on my morning show, and we try to make him a somewhat regular guest when I do the first hours here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. More information about Stephen, you can go online, to theheritage.org, or I would recommend that you follow Stephen on Twitter. That is always a great follow. In fact, when he gets into that zone, he's firing off tweets. He's firing off tweets faster than Trump fires off tweets. Anyway, Stephen, thank you as always. I appreciate it. I do got to run. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more information about me by going online, leeelsie.com. You can email me, leeelsieradio.com, or you can like my Facebook page, and you can see my my ugly mug up there. Actually, if you go on to my website, leeelsie.com, there's a little click button that takes you to our Facebook page, our fan page, and you can sort of like that. And then whatever we do, whenever we go on, we usually have a whole bunch of back and forth with a lot of great listeners, not only across Connecticut, but across the country as well. So it's really kind of cool. So you can do that through my website, once again, leeelsie.com. And that is still a work in progress, and somewhere along the line we'll have that populated with all kinds of cool stuff, including mugs and T-shirts and neat patriotic paraphernalia, and try to say that three times fast. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch!
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those milks need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show, and your host, Wayne Allen Root, will be here in just a few minutes. Right after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Once again, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com is my email address. You can go online, LeeElsie.com, to see a little bit more about yours truly. Hey, Cinderella is now a guy, just in case you're wondering. Man, you can't make it up. You can't. So those woke Einsteins at Disney, maybe the last place you thought wokeness would seep into, but the woke folks at Disney have decided to change the dress code of their cast members, and it's probably not anything that you want your six-year-old exposed to unless you're okay with a hairy male Cinderella with tattoos. It's bad enough that Disney soaks you for thousands and thousands of dollars on your vacation, but now they're pushing their leftist views right down your throat as customers. In order to be more inclusive, Disney cast members get to have gender-inclusive hairstyles. They can wear tattoos, and they can be any character they want to be. Ladies and gentlemen, at 6 foot, 245 pounds, with a shaved head and a goatee, let me introduce to you our newest Cinderella, Lee Elsie! Woohoo! I wonder if my size 15 foot will fit into the glass slipper. According to Disney Park Chairman Josh DeMauro, we want our cast members and future cast members to feel a sense of belonging at work. That means cultivating an environment where all people feel welcome. So Cinderella can now be a boy or a man, I guess. So before we run out of time here this evening, I wanted to share with you the most racist colleges and universities in the country. American colleges are awash in a crisis of racism, but not the same racism they claim to be fighting. Universities, both public and private, collectively spend hundreds of millions of dollars on diversity infrastructure and mandatory anti-racism training for both the faculty and the students. But instead of teaching the principles of the Constitution that inspired the civil rights movement, such as colorblindness and equity of opportunity for all, these campuses I'm about to mention, well, their diversity programs promote their own sinister brand of racism, insisting that all white people are privileged racist and all black and brown people are inherently victims of the monstrous white oppressors. So, if you've got someone who is at the age of college and they're thinking about going to school, these are some schools that are deemed the most racist, in other words, the most racist towards white kids and Asians. So some of the most racist universities out there include Brandeis University, Elon University, Cornell, the University of Minnesota came in at number 7, University of Central Florida 6, the University of Pittsburgh number 5, Georgetown University came in at number 4. The University of Southern California, the Trojans, came in at number 3. Smith College, I don't even know where that is, came in at number 2. And the number 1 college for manufactured racism is... Harvard University. Yay! So if you want to send your kid to a racially motivated school, you'd send them to Harvard. All right, changing gears here for the last couple of minutes. In case you were wondering where you could get your COVID vaccine card laminated, I guess Office Depot and Staples are willing to do that for free. COVID shame might be one reason people aren't reporting it when they get the virus, according to a new study. People are afraid that other people will look at them differently because they caught the COVID, so they keep it quiet. I actually believe that. The IRS says face masks, hand sanitizers, and wipes are all tax deductible. They count as a medical expense, but you can only write them off if your medical expenses are more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. Did you know that disabled people in the Netherlands get money 12 times a year to spend on, you ready for this? Prostitutes. Oh, yeah. Not making it up. I remember I lived in the Netherlands. I lived in Holland for almost a year. And, yep, I didn't get the check because I wasn't considered disabled, but I did know people that did. So, yeah, they would go to the red light district with their checks in hand, ready to go. If you're allergic to cats, it also means you're allergic to lions and tigers, although you're probably never going to get close enough to a lion and tiger where you'd find out whether or not you'd be sneezing because you'd be eaten. By the way, I saw a story, completely unrelated story, where a poacher in Africa got trampled to death by elephants, and that made me smile. Oh, my goodness, I got to go. I'm out of time. Thank you all very, very much for hanging out with me this hour. The one and only Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
93.